When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Carlin vs. Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
By the day, the drama builds, the intrigue increases, and now you start to wonder, is there going to be a little bit of a shakeup after Caleb Williams at the top of the draft? It's Carlin vs. Joe, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, on your smart speakers. We're like literally everywhere. Tune in, iHeart apps. I mean, just... like, you can't not get us at this point. And Q Myers is in for Joe today. Now, 2 days ago, Jaden Daniels was the clear favorite over Drake May as the number two overall pick. 2 days ago, Jaden Daniels was a minus 275 favorite, and Drake May was plus 215 to be the second overall pick. In other words, to win $100 on Jaden Daniels, you had to bet $275. Now, they have pretty much pulled even on a few different sports books. Right now, it's Daniels, a slight favorite over May on ESPN Bet at minus 125 versus May's minus 110. We saw everything that happened with the Commanders bringing in all four quarterbacks, aside from Caleb Williams, including Michael Penix, at the same time to evaluate them. Jaden Daniels' agents not loving that. A lot of games being played, and things are going on. Q, where do we stand right here in your mind if you are the Washington Commanders? Has anything happened that would change your mind?
I don't know if anything has happened that would change their mind. I just don't know if their mind is made up at this stage of the game. They may be still going back and forth trying to dot every I and cross every T and decide, okay, is this the guy who is the face of our franchise, our new ownership, our new head coach, our new everything, trying to get all the stink that is off the organization that was the Washington Commanders under Dan Snyder. We're trying to clean all that up. Can this guy be the new face that helps us do that? Or is this guy better suited for it? So it might come down to the fact that they just don't know. But for me and my money, I don't really like the approach that they took where it was bring all those guys in at the same time. I just think that it left, I don't know, maybe more of a we're not sure about you at the same time and we're not really going to spend a lot of time with you now. We're going to do it all together and do, as you mentioned before, speed dating.
Q, give me drama. Give me chaos. That's what I want. I want chaos.
Hey, man, that's what we're here for, right? The ultimate reality show.
Absolutely. And having said that, Jaden Daniels being available at the third spot, oh, that's chaos. That's chaos. And then you factor in Elliot Wolf, who is the Patriots director of scouting and pretty much running their draft, saying this yesterday about the third pick.
We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft. And, you know, we're a draft and develop team. The more picks we have, the better. But if there's an opportunity to move up and you know, strike, if the board kind of recommends it, then we won't be afraid to pull the trigger on that either.
Now, I'm going to be clear. If Jaden Daniels is available at three and the Patriots don't draft him, it's franchise malpractice. Having said that, I want everybody knocking on that door, and I think a lot of teams will be knocking on that door and trying to get something done. And I'm sure there are discussions being had right now. There always are in advance to set those up, but man, can you imagine what that price tag would be if you're a team trying to get up to the third spot to go get Jaden Daniels?
I don't know if you can hear that noise in the background. That's Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce yelling out, Raiders! Look, I'm here in Vegas. I cover the Raiders like a glove. I know that they would love to have that young man, Jaden Daniels, as the starting quarterback for their organization. Problem is that they pick at number 13. But hearing what Elliot Wolf had to say right there, that sends a signal that, hey, by the way, we are open for business. If you're willing to pay that large price that you said it's going to cost to get up there, which it will, if you're willing to do that, we're willing to listen to the conversation. And honestly, I'll take it a step further. As much as we've talked about Jaden Daniels going number two overall to Washington, I know for a fact that Jaden Daniels would love to play for the Raiders. So let's just throw this out there, Carlin. Mm. And I'm not, you know, this is coming from just my gut. This is not coming from a place of knowledge. But what I'll say is, just imagine the Raiders deciding to make a trade with the Patriots to sit there at number three. What's stopping Jaden Daniels and his agent, who aren't quite that happy right now with the Commanders, from saying, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. We'd rather play with them.
Wow.
We haven't seen it. It's been 20 years since Eli did it. But what's stopping them from doing it if you're to move from 2 to 3 as opposed from 2 to 13?
I mean, frankly, nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing at all. And you do a couple of things there. Number one, you certainly strip the Commanders of any kind of real leverage in the situation. Like, if he's going to go to the Commanders and say that, like, it would be cold to make that public as well. Like, I mean, that is like, you could load up to begin with, and certainly they would. I would think in that case, if he made it public that he didn't want to be a Commander, and they're at two, and the only offers coming from the Raiders are, you know, sliding back and not getting nearly enough. Like, to me, if you're going to do that, if you're the Commanders, we're going to start with this first round pick and the next two after that, and we're going to continue going from there. But that's where we're starting.
Right.
If you're going to fall back that far, I don't need that kid taking away any kind of leverage I have in a deal if you really do want to go play for the Raiders.
Right. But see, the thing is what they could do, again, is they could just say, hey, we're not going to go to you at two. We'd rather go to this team at three. Right. And so then maybe the decision that hasn't been made by Adam Peters and company, and I'm not saying it hasn't been made, but maybe that helps them decide that, you know what, Drake May is a better fit than Jaden Daniels. Maybe we'll just hold them there, or we'll draft him and make the Raiders give us a little bit of more, you know, premium to get to number three. I mean, there's a different ways that you could do it. But I think that it's something that is a possibility. But again, that's only if the Raiders were to make that move to number three. I think with Elliot Wolf saying what he said on yesterday, I think that that opens it up for multiple teams, not just the Raiders. I mean, hell, the Vikings, who are visiting with Jaden Daniels, they could do the same thing.
If I were the Raiders, I would give up whatever I had to give up.
I would too, outside of 98. 98's not available.
I agree. Everybody else, anything else, whatever we need to do to make that happen, I'm good with it.
Yeah,
I'm good with it. But what about Davante Adams? You give him up in that deal?
I wouldn't want to, but he's also an older quarter, or he's also an older wide receiver. He's got a large number as far as the salary cap hit, like $35 million if they were to try to move him. So I don't think that he would be a part of that. But it's not an immediately hang up the phone if that's what you're requesting. I'll just put it like that.
Okay. We'll listen on everybody but Crosby.
Right. Crosby, yeah. You mentioned Crosby. I'm hanging up on you.
Okay, that's fair. Now, who else should be in that mix? You mentioned the Vikings.
Yep.
Should the Broncos be in that mix? Of course they should, I would think.
Yeah.
And they should be knocking on that door.
They don't have a ton of draft capital, but they have that guy named Patrick Surtain who's very, very, very good, and I'm sure the Patriots love to add him to their defense.
Giants.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think Daniel Jones. I mean, do you think Daniel Jones is the answer?
Absolutely not. Okay, but here's the thing. Like, whoever's going to move up, if he is truly available at three, like, to me, for the Patriots, that price tag is exorbitant.
For sure.
And so I got to look at my team's situation. And if I'm the Giants right now, it better be Daniels. Like, if I can get Daniels, okay, because I'm giving up multiple first-round picks if that's the case. And the Giants just need to get better all around. Like, if there's a discussion at six about whether or not they should move up to four to get McCarthy, there shouldn't be a discussion. They should not do that. They should go and get Malik Nabers and just sleep very calmly and easily at night. But if it's Daniels, okay, let's talk about it.
Right, exactly. I mean, again, all quarterbacks are not created equal. The Giants, as you mentioned, do need to build a team around them. But that's a great jumping off point if they have an opportunity to get Daniels. Again, I don't know if all teams are created equal where he'd want to go there. Outside of, you know, Washington being number two, I don't know if he would be interested in New York. I'm sure he would be, but I mean, again, that's a him thing. I just know that the team that I cover here in Vegas, I know that he was in the Raiders locker room week 18, right? I know that he was in the locker room. I witnessed it with my own eyes after the Denver Broncos the game where the Raiders win that game. He's in the locker room celebrating with the rest of the team. So it's not like he's not familiar with that Raiders organization and the head coach, Antonio Pierce.
I was not familiar with that before you told me that today. Holy cow.
Just
he
saying.
Was in the locker room.
In the locker room. In the locker room. Not Holy. Sitting in the stands. Not on the sideline. In the locker room.
One last thing. Like, I say this about Jaden Daniels, but I went through this yesterday. The record of success in years past, all time of teams trading up in the first round to get a quarterback, is not a great record. It's about 30%.
Right.
And so Chris Canty this morning was responding to whether or not that risk is really, truly worth it. I think it only is in certain circumstances. Here's Canty.
Different teams have different evaluations, but different teams have different values on certain positions. But you know what everybody prioritizes as the most valuable position? The damn quarterback, regardless of the scheme. So that's why all of these teams move up. We just had an article on .com a week ago talking about why it makes sense to move up. Even if you miss on the quarterback, the value proposition, because of what the position means for the overall success of your football team, it's worth the risk.
It's worth the risk depending on the player. I mean, if we're being honest about it, like with McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy is unproven.
Right.
And I know that he just won a national championship, but he was not asked to go win the national championship.
Right, exactly. He was part of the team that won the championship. He didn't do the heavy lifting.
Right. And so that's why, to me, like, if you're going to go value him at that, I think you're looking for trouble. I really do. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. Sorry, Q, go ahead.
No, you're right about that. I wouldn't mortgage my future for J.J. McCarthy. I would actually allow J.J. McCarthy to fall to me, because I do believe he's going to be a guy similar to what we saw in Will Levis, even though he dropped to the second round. He's not going to go as high as people are talking about.
One NFL expert continues to violate the Carlin rule, as we call it, of talk radio. We will put him in his place momentarily. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, including on TuneIn.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Do not be stealing takes. You think I don't pay attention? I pay attention. And I'm going to start issuing takes with timestamps.
Takes with timestamps, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Timestamp, March 19th, 2024.
12:02 p.m. Chris Carlin.
I don't for a minute understand why we're not talking about the Cowboys, their future at quarterback, and why they won't be considering drafting a quarterback in the first 2 days.
That's where we're going here.
14 days later, Mike Tannenbaum on Unsportsmanlike.
Would you rather have Michael Penix at $3.3 million a year or Dak Prescott at $55?
Ooh.
Another 7 days after that, Adam Schefter on NFL Live.
The Dallas Cowboys might just be a sleeper team in the quarterback market during the draft.
Do not be stealing takes. I will haunt you. I will haunt you, and I will let you know it's not acceptable. Because, Q, it happens all the time. When you have this level of genius in advance, you must protect it at all costs. I will not let people steal my intellectual property.
Hey, man, I respect that. I'm 10 toes down with you on that one, but that music, man, that's haunting me, man. That music has got me already freaked out. You know, I'm a bruh. We don't like scary movies, man. You know, it always ends bad for a bruh, man. So I'm already kind of freaked out just listening to that music. Take that. Put a timestamp on that. I'm just saying, man, let's keep it a buck.
I think it sounds like the Halloween music.
Well, there you go. Like, again, yeah. Scary movies. Bruh, we don't get along too well. You know this. Like, go back in the history. You do the research. It's there. It's not something I'm making up in my mind. We don't do well with Halloween. My last name is Michael. My last name is Myers, but my brother's name is not Michael. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I am not a scary movie guy either, but listen, if that's what it takes to get the message across.
I'm sweating. You got me sweating.
Well, I just want to make sure everybody knows. That's all.
Yeah, I know.
It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Are we not talking about this enough? I don't think we are. And guess what? Mike Tannenbaum's doing it again. He will hear from me. He is on our coverage of the draft next week. He will hear from me. But he's back at it this morning on Sportsmanlike.
Dallas. And here's why. I love Dak Prescott. But would you rather have Dak Prescott at $60 million a year? Or would you rather have Michael Penix Jr. at $3.4 million a year? Because Deontay Banks was the 24th pick. That's what he's going to make.
Yeah.
I think Dak's a better player. I don't know if he's $56.4 million a year per year better, especially when we have bills like CD.
Hell no, he's not that much better.
Yet. Right, right. Especially when you have CD Lamb, Micah Parsons to pay. Like, it matters. Like, that contract, there's such value on that rookie quarterback contract.
I know that there is. And mm-hmm. I, listen, again, what do we root for? Chaos.
Yeah.
Right? If the Cowboys were to take a quarterback at 24 like Michael Penix, all hell would break loose. There's no doubt. But I think more likely is a scenario day two. I could see second or third round, the Cowboys going the Spencer Rattler route, something along those lines. I don't think Mike's wrong, even though he stole the take. I don't think he's wrong whatsoever about this idea. But, man, you do that at 24, you are telling everybody it's over for Dak.
Well, would you go a day two route for a quarterback when you already have Trey Lance in the mix? He's a day two guy, in my opinion, who went in round one.
I know. He may be a day three guy who went in round one.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I feel like you're just kind of doing the same thing, right? You're kind of just adding the same kind of water to the mix. If you're going to do it, if you really believe in your heart that maybe this is the end of the road for Dak, why not go in that direction? And I love the take. You know, when you threw it out there, I loved it. I hadn't thought about it at all. But it makes perfect sense. If you believe that Michael Penix Jr. could be that guy, or hell, I'll even throw Bo Nix out there. If you believe, and I'm talking about the Cowboys and that organization, that could be the guy, why not? Again, the money is the situation. I got into a barbershop argument on Saturday about Dak Prescott. You know how those arguments go down, right? I mean, those are some serious deal arguments. And I said, look, it's not about is he worth it or is he not worth it. The next guy up is always going to get paid the most. We know that. But if you just look at it from dollars and cents and what they have to do, the juice might not be worth the squeeze. I'm not trying to take anything away from Dak. I like him as a quarterback. I just don't like to pay him $60 million a year if that's what it ends up being.
Look, I don't think Jerry wants to pay him. I felt that all along. I don't think Jerry wanted to pay him the first time. I mean, they put the franchise tag on him, for Pete's sake. And I don't think he wanted to give him the $160 million that he did. And now you can't franchise him. You already guaranteed him you wouldn't. So he seems exceptionally comfortable right now with that being the case.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why wouldn't you have paid him already to help you with the salary cap number?
Right, but see, what are you going to do, right? I mean, you can't franchise him. Like you said, he has a no-trade clause, so if he were to be traded, he has to approve the destination. So what are you going to do, let him play the season out and then walk? I mean, I think that Dak has him in such a great position that at some point throughout the course of the season or maybe even training camp, we hear about a contract extension. I feel like Jerry's in a no-win situation, and the only way to get out of that no-win situation is to do exactly what you said, is – entertain drafting a quarterback in round one, even though it's going to cause a little messiness. In round one, and well, I know I say little, but it's massive. Everything's bigger in Texas, right? So there you go.
Well, it does. Listen, Joe is always espousing the Cowboys wanting the attention more than anything else.
Yeah,
because it drives up the value of the franchise. And if people are talking about the Cowboys all season long and the quarterback situation, that's nothing but good for their franchise value. But as far as actually winning,
right,
you are putting your coach, your quarterback, you are putting your team behind the eight ball by doing that. Aren't they already, though?
They're already behind the eight ball. Mike McCarthy's a lame duck coach. He's going into the last year. Dak's a lame duck quarterback going into the last year. Jerry is an owner that's going to make a change at some point. We know. Like, what are we doing here? CD needs a contract. Micah needs a contract. They didn't offer Derrick Henry a contract because, well, they couldn't do it. Like, what are we doing for a team that's all in? What are we doing anyway?
What you're telling me right now is the fire that they've built isn't big enough, so let's throw the kerosene on it.
Right, exactly. Like, let's do like Eddie Murphy back in the day. Now, that's a fire, right?
Do you know that when we went camping, it was similar to that when I was a kid. First time we went camping, my father is from Brooklyn. I was probably seventh grade. We go camping. The wood is all wet, and he tries to light it, can't get it lit. And he says, let me show you how we used to do it in Brooklyn. He took lighter fluid, poured it all over the wood, started flicking lit matches at it from 10 feet away. Whole thing goes up in 2 seconds. We order pizza.
Boom. There it is right there. Hey, Pops approved. I love it. Brooklyn style, baby.
I tell you what, if they do that, if they take a quarterback in round one, I'm here for it. I can't wait to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for everything to explode, because if that happens – collectively, like, our next year is already taken care of as far as topics.
Facts.
For the entire network.
Could you imagine the next day being there in Detroit, the conversation that we'll have on set? Yeah. Hey, the Cowboys took a quarterback. What do you think?
888-SAY-ESPN, Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 80, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Don't forget to tune in for baseball action tomorrow. Yankees hosting the Rays. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins 12:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. It's not LeBron versus Jordan this time. It's about LeBron versus LeBron. We'll explain next on ESPN Radio, including on the iHeartRadio app.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Defending champion. They know what it takes. They know how to win. They've been extremely dominant in their home floor over the last few years. It's going to come down to one or two possessions, and we'll see who executes them.
I may be nuts. I think the Lakers got a shot against Denver. I'm not saying I'm picking them. I don't know. Like, the Lakers have a good roster.
I will be tremendously disappointed in them if they don't look at that 8-0 themselves and get angry and purposeful and follow LeBron's lead and make this a real series and have a chance to win.
I will be floored if the Lakers win this series. But I got to tell you, if they do, Q, this is among LeBron's greatest accomplishments.
Oh,
Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. Q Myers in for Joe today. I mean, listen, the Nuggets right now, Q, are minus 350 favorites in this series. The Lakers are plus 270. I mean, they find a way to win this series. That's absolutely absurd.
It is, especially with LeBron at his age and, you know, knowing what he's doing for that team, what he brings to the table. I mean, just watching that play-in tournament game against the Pelicans and seeing what he had to do. I mean, this guy is taking charges from Zion. Big Zion, he's taking charges from. So, I mean, he's leaving it all out there on the court. I respect the hell out of it, but I'm with you 100%. If the Lakers take down the Nuggets in this series, that will be incredible. I don't see it happening, but I'm here to watch it. Like you said before, I'm here for chaos. Give me that chaos. I'll watch it.
I want to get the take of a couple of other people on this. Here's Stephen A. On First Take regarding LeBron's opportunity here.
If LeBron James beats Denver and marches forward to ultimately win another chip, I don't know how strong my argument is going to be on behalf of Jordan moving forward.
Yeah, and listen, the LeBron-Jordan thing, to me, it's not even about that.
No, no.
This is more about LeBron versus LeBron and what he's accomplished in his career.
Exactly. And again, anyone who believes LeBron is the GOAT is going to believe LeBron's the GOAT regardless of what happens in this series or this playoff run. It doesn't matter. Anyone who believes Jordan is the GOAT is going to believe Jordan's the GOAT regardless of what LeBron does. None of that matters. But to your credit, this is a LeBron versus LeBron thing. This is LeBron looking himself in the mirror and challenging himself at the age of 39. Can I do this? Do I have this in me? Can I take AD to get to where we need to go? Can we take him to the promised land? Can I revenge that sweep that we got a season ago? Can I do this? And, well, it's been very hard to bet against LeBron.
When I look back at LeBron's career and I factor this series in, I do believe this would be the biggest upset that he has ever pulled off. And I know what we're talking about when we're talking about his championship in Cleveland, because I think that's the only thing that would potentially match up. But I factored Draymond heavily into that.
I do too.
Let's hear from Brian Windhorst. We had him on a little while ago, Q, and we asked him about this very proposition because obviously nobody knows LeBron better.
No, upsetting the Warriors in the 2016 finals down 3-1. They didn't lose that series because of Draymond getting hurt or Draymond getting suspended. Mm-hmm. Honestly, this is such a tightly packed playoffs with the exception of whoever the Celtics play and this series. Every other series, you could easily see the lower seed winning. All six of them. You don't have to make a case at all. And the Lakers in this tightly packed series would be one of those teams against any other team in the West. It's just they drew the straw to face the best team.
Q, you're a Warriors fan.
Yes.
Did you lose because of Draymond?
Yes. 100%. There's no doubt about it. That's one of those unforgivables. Those are one of those unforgivables. I know Steve Kerr has forgiven Draymond time and time and time again. That is an unforgivable as far as I'm concerned. Yes, Draymond was the main reason why the Warriors lost that series to LeBron and Cleveland.
Look, think about this for a second. you are more than a 3-1 underdog in this series. That is a remarkably big underdog. So if you are the Lakers in this spot and you're trying to beat this team, a lot was made of the idea that they played them very close last year, even though they got swept, that they were in all those games in the fourth quarter. Like, I can't get that excited by that. I can't get that excited by the fact that they were in games this season against the Nuggets, even though they got boat raced a couple of times.
Right.
I just look at this like right now the Nuggets feel unstoppable to me.
Right.
They feel inevitable to me. And if the Lakers are at a juncture where they can actually do this, I'd be blown away. And I say that being the guy that, you know, a month and a half ago wondered aloud, like, why are we still talking about the Warriors and Lakers being capable of doing anything significant this year?
I'm with you. As a Warrior fan, I kicked the Warriors out the club a long time ago. I saw the writing on the wall for their season. We saw how that wrapped up, right? I mean, Klay Thompson 0-10 against the Kings, and who knows what's going to happen with that franchise. And I don't think that the Lakers have much in them either. I mean, look, at the bottom line, at the end of the day, the Nuggets are just a much better team than the Lakers are right now. Now, of course, the Lakers have LeBron, and they have players that complement him really well. And when AD is full tilt and on his game, he is fantastic. But that's not a game that you get consistently from AD in the playoffs. So what are you going to get game in and game out against those guys at Denver Nuggets, who I believe are just, you know, kind of laying low, doing what they do, win their games, they're where they want to be, they're ready for this playoff run, and now they're about to turn it up. So I would be shocked if the Lakers were able to knock them off, but again, it's the playoffs, it's LeBron, I'm here for it, I want to see how it all plays out.
Okay. First of all, game one, Nuggets are 7.5-point favorites.
Right.
Give me a percentage chance that the Lakers late in the fourth quarter are within that margin.
I'll say there's a good chance. They'll keep it close. I'll say about 33%.
Is this going to be another case where they're going to go out quietly, but they're going to do it having been in games down the stretch? In other words, they
absolutely
lose in four, but it's the same thing that we saw.
Yeah, no, they're going to keep them close. I don't expect to see them get blown out, and it's going to give all Laker fans, including Mama Q, full disclosure, Mama Q is a big-time Laker fan. They're going to be like, well, you know, they're close in this one. They were close. Maybe, you know, maybe they'll be able to return to L.A. and get this one done. And at the end of the day, it's the same results are going to happen. The Nuggets are going to advance in this series. You know, the Lakers might even steal a game. You know, I'll even give them one game, but I just don't think that they have the dogs to compete with those guys named the Denver Nuggets.
I don't think they get swept, but I think it's five. And I think it's very much the definition of gentlemen sweeping it.
Right.
Fact. I'm having any kind of trouble believing that it's going to be any better than that. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Now listen, when you're trying to find quality candidates, all the searching, screening, interviewing, it can become a job itself. You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit. On the way, why one NBA star has a chance to take the title as the face of the league with a deep playoff run. We're going to tell you who it is next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Barbasol Shaving Cream, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Better by Barbasol.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio. From the play-in tournament,
here's Embiid, trains a triple,
until a champion is crowned at the NBA Finals.
The Denver Nuggets, NBA champion.
History awaits. The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Q Myers is in for Joe today. In about 4 minutes, we're going to get to the latest controversy regarding Travis Kelce and, yes, Taylor Swift. I don't know if you heard, there's a new album out today.
I might have to sit this one out, man. You might be taking my street cred away from me on this one.
I'm just laughing more than anything else. I have not downloaded the album. Double album. How does she have a time to basically do a 2-year worldwide tour and write 35 songs? How does that happen? And fly across the world to go watch Travis Kelce play football?
Maybe he gave her a lot of material, right? Maybe there was a lot of.
Well, apparently he did give her a little bit, or one of his teammates did. We'll explain in just a moment. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. You know, the guy that I think really has the most to gain from a playoff run is Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, I fully expect the Timberwolves to win this series against the Suns. I'll be surprised. And you look at what Anthony Edwards has been. We all kind of marvel every time we see highlights about him. I mean, he had that one stretch in a game mid-season this year, where in the span of about 45 seconds, he drained a three, he blocked a shot, he came right back down the floor and threw one down. Like, it was a ridiculous stretch that he had. So when you're Anthony Edwards and you're trying to establish yourself in the league, you look at an opportunity like this. Like, this is where he can really become the face of the game.
No doubt. There's no doubt. And the reason, you know, more people aren't talking about Anthony Edwards is because he's in Minnesota. And that's not a slight to Minnesota. It's just they're not visible all the time. So when you see the Ant-Man, you might see him on SportsCenter. You might see him on highlights. You might see him on Twitter or TikTok or wherever you get your, you know, your visuals from. But in the playoffs, Carlin, it's different. The playoffs are all televised. The playoffs are all being talked about. It's the highlight material. And if you're hearing about this guy named Anthony Edwards that's taken out Kevin Durant, who is, oh, by the way, the guy he looks up to, he's taking his hero down. He's slaying that giant named Kevin Durant. Now all of a sudden your tentacles are up. Your ears are perked up. Wait a minute. The Ant-Man? Hold on. Who is this guy? I like this superhero name. And, oh, he could jump out the gym. He does superhero-like things. Yeah, this is set up for the Ant-Man to create a huge name for himself.
Here he is with Malika Andrews and Austin Rivers on the NBA Today. Asked about what percentage are you at right now in your career?
I'm probably at, like, 40% right now.
40%? That's it?
Yeah, for sure. I'm just in year four, man. I think people forget that I'm 22. Like, I'm not even touching my prime yet. I'm just 22. I'm year four. Still trying to figure out, like, my spots and where I like to go and what side of the court I like to be on. I still ain't figured that out yet. But, yeah, I feel like I'm just about, like, 40%.
40%? Austin, you think that that's – you've seen it up close.
No, that sounds about right. I think, you know, we're 2-3 years away from you being the best basketball player in the NBA. I'm going to make sure it is, too, because I'm going to stay on you. We're going to get the ones in the summer, too.
2 or 3, is that a prophecy that you're willing to take him up on? 2 or 3 years, you're going to be the best player in the NBA at?
Yeah, I 100% absolutely agree with him for sure. About 2 or 3 years, yeah.
Two things. Just when he said 22, I
facts.
Just shivered. I just
facts.
Shivered.
Me too. Me too. My hamstrings started hurting when he said that.
Damn, he is only 22 and he is doing this.
And year four. That's the other thing. I'm 22 and I'm in year four.
Yeah.
Well, that made me say, Q, what the hell were you doing at 18?
Oh, man. I mean, I was an idiot and I had no extracurricular activities that were official.
Right.
I had plenty of others that weren't official.
Right.
And I made all kinds of bad decisions. But
yeah, I still pay $400 a month for some of mine.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Just saying. Just saying.
Oh, my God. What are you doing to me, Q?
Hey, man, look, you were about to talk about Taylor Swift. So, I just
okay,
took it in the...
Okay, that's fair. You know this is much more interesting than that. Listen, as he went along through that answer, the 40% at first felt absurd, but you actually listen to him and you listen to Malika and then you listen to what Austin Rivers is saying, and I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. But here's the thing. Q, he needs that moment.
Yeah.
Joe and I spent a lot of time this year talking about Jason Tatum needing that MVP-type moment if he was going to be a legitimate contender for it. And truthfully, it never came.
Right.
This is that opportunity.
Chris, this is the NBA's version of March Madness, right? This is the tournament that stars are born in. And he's already a star. Just hearing him say that, I don't know, you know, what I like to do yet. I don't know where my spot on the floor is. I don't know which direction I like to go. Well, he's doing a really good job of disguising that, right? And he's doing it at a high level. So with that being said, with the tournament being the playoffs and all eyeballs on it, this is his time to shine and let everyone know, oh, yeah, the Ant-Man is coming.
Do you think he will be the best player in the league inside of a couple of years?
I do. One, because he could do incredible things. Two, he has the confidence to be that guy. That, I think, is the biggest deal. It's some will say, oh, he's just being cocky, he's being arrogant. No, man, that's the confidence you have to be that alpha dog and be literally the best player in the league. And when he says, yeah, for sure, we're going to get there, that I 100% believe, and I'm going to work to get there, right? Austin Rivers says, hey, we're going to get in the lab, we're going to do this, that. He's like, yeah, for sure. He has worked to get where he's at right now. I believe that work and grind is not going to stop. And that's what alphas do. And that's what alphas have, is that mentality where, yeah, I want to be the best and this is how I'm going to get there.
That wasn't being cocky.
No.
As you said.
No.
That was an expectation he was talking about.
Exactly right.
That was an expectation of what he's going to be. And it's not always easy to be able to tell the difference between false bravado and, you know, just flat out belief and understanding of what you are supposed to be.
Yep.
But if you really listen hard and listen close to how somebody says something, I want to hear it again real quick. I want to hear it again as he's asked about this, because just listen very closely to how he talks about what his expectations are.
I'm probably at like 40% right now.
40%. That's it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just in year four, man. I think people forget that I'm 22. Like, I'm not even touching my prime yet. I'm just 22. I'm year four. Still trying to figure out, like, my spots and where I like to go and what side of the court I like to be on. I still ain't figured that out yet. But, yeah, I feel like I'm just about, like, 40%.
40%? Austin, you think that's – you've seen it up close.
No, that sounds about right. I think, you know, we're 2-3 years away from you being the best basketball player in the NBA. I'm going to make sure it is, too, because I'm going to stay on you. We're going to get the ones in the summer, too.
Two or three. Is that a prophecy that you're willing to take him up on? 2 or 3 years, you're going to be the best player in the NBA at?
Yeah, I 100% absolutely agree with him for sure. About 2 or 3 years, yeah.
And I didn't even really pick up on it the first time through. Like, I hear something the second time through. He completely understands where his blind spots are.
Yeah.
Where he has to get better.
Yep.
Where all those things have to take place to get to that next level.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, and I've said it many times, man. I'm here in Vegas, so I cover the Raiders. I hear a lot of Max Crosby in the Ant-Man. Max Crosby tells us all the time, I don't want to be great. I want to be legendary. I want to be the best. He has Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Muhammad Ali tatted on his chest, right? I mean, he wants to be in that group. That's the same vibe I get from the Ant-Man, that, yeah, I want to be that guy, and I'm going to get there. I'm still trying to figure things out. And, again, I go back to Max. I remember when Max came into the league, he got 10 sacks his rookie year just because, well, he had more determination than the next man. He was going to get to the quarterback. He didn't have any tools on his tool belt. Now he's got tools. That's what Ant-Man's doing. He's just a better player than everyone else. when he actually learns how to take that and channel it and get his Kobe, his MJ, his LeBron on, watch out.
It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio. Q Myers in for Joe today. All right, so here's the deal with the Taylor Swift thing quick. She's got the new album out today, double album, and there is a song apparently called The Alchemy, and now social media is convinced that she dissed Kadarius Toney on the track. Kadarius Toney. That she absolutely went after him. Here are the lyrics. She's talking about Travis Kelce, theoretically, in this song, and she says, where's the trophy? He just came running to me. And then it says there are a couple of lines where fans are convinced they're aimed at Toney. When I touch down, call the amateurs and cut them from the team. Ditch the clowns, get the crown.
I just want to know when all of a sudden this conversation even happens with Taylor Swift. Like, we're talking about diss tracks. She's rhyming her lyrics. Is she a rapper? Or is she just, I mean, what are we doing here?
Like, I don't know.
I'm a hip-hop guy. I never saw T-Swift in the catalog, the genre.
And here's the thing. Kadarius Toney's a rapper, too. Like, he can go right back at her.
Oh, boy.
Like, are we going to have new beef between Kadarius Toney and Taylor Swift?
Pac and Biggie, a.k.a. T-Swizzle and Kadarius Toney. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Adam Schefter just said the quiet part out loud. That's next.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.